North Carolina environmental officials are facing lots of questions as they push to adopt rules by year's end that would speed sales of electric trucks and buses. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Governor Roy Cooper wants the state to adopt what's known as advanced clean trucks rules to help reduce the pollution that causes global warming. It would require vehicle manufacturers to meet sales targets for medium and heavy-duty electric trucks and buses starting in 4 years. But in meetings over the past 2 months, business owners and fleet managers have expressed concerns about costs, how the rules would affect rural areas, and the availability of electric vehicle chargers, says Zach Pierce, a climate advisor to the governor.
We can't just require the sales of these vehicles if we don't have the adequate charging infrastructure in place, which is perhaps an obvious point, but one that is very complicated and very important, something that we really need to focus on starting today.
Pierce says the State Department of Transportation is studying how to meet the need for more chargers and hoping for federal funding to help pay for them. The Department of Environmental Quality plans public hearings this fall and hopes to adopt the rules by December 31st. They would not take effect until the 2027 model year to give truck makers time to prepare. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.